older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits, and maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org. Also, while I'm just reminding you of stuff, don't forget that on Tuesdays, especially if you're listening to my show right now, later on tonight, you get 3 hours of the Deep Blues Hour with your host Steve from 7 to 10. 3 hours of classic and traditional blues exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Last song of the night. This is actually a new song. This is a new song. My rockin' attorney debuted it last night on the radio on his show, Courts in Session. So, and then, of course, he played it again this afternoon on his Encore show, but I'm playing it for you now. Some local boys. It's brand new music from the Borstal Boys.
Supposed to be homesick, but you out on the low. Wow. Now you out on your own. Wow. I feel sorry for who goes for you. Word. Unappreciative, saying that I was too slow for you. Okay, fasten it up. Give me the feels like you having a rush. Let's keep it real, you ain't cashing your clutch. I know the dealing is actually enough. Yeah. Packing it up, put the bag in the back of the truck. Jokers on you while I'm lapping it up. The deuce is what I have in the chuck, and that is what's up. Ha!
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Thank you. Just a place to meet. This door's for locking. Have you got the key? In my leisure suite, hang up your jacket, undo my back zip. Up the moment we woke up
in your leisure suite, just a place to meet. We can press repeat and do what we do when we're there in our leisure suite. Come lie next to me, we can be complete. And do
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
We don't think so. Are we looked at? Are we set back? Can we fake him? Emulate him? Time is breaking, changing, faking. Grind us up now, not too hard now. Feed yourself fine, rouge and eyeline. Things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's altar, often falter. Cripes all's out now, no more fights now. Makeup's taking lots of shipping on my eyelash. You sure it don't clash? Slimline trousers, facial powder, sliding my mind. You sure there's no lines? Eye me up now, pamper me now. Please don't pass by.
robot.
Story. This is so sorry.
Cash Institute, I see them rule. Tears, nicht so gemein wie du. Meine Verwandten sind die Elefanten und was ich gern male, sind Wale.
English pounds and this heart. on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Thank you.
DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, the economic situation in the United States has taken a very interesting turn, and in particular, if you believe, as I believe the evidence shows, that one of the greatest indicators as to how a particular election is going to go is the perception of how the economy is doing. Things are all of a sudden looking quite okay for Democrats and not so good for Republicans if the average person actually understands what's going on. And I want to start by looking at the first interesting indicator for today, and that is gas prices. Gas prices have now continued to fall for nearly 60 days in a row and are below $4 per gallon for the first time since March of 2022. Now, why are gas prices so important? Because is gasoline really a major expense for most households? And the answer is not directly. Certainly, if you're in transportation, Uber drivers, et cetera, it's a major thing. If you have a long commute, it's a major thing. But there's two reasons why this is important. Number one, many people look at gas prices as a general proxy towards are things cheaper, expensive right now. And when gas is $5.02 per gallon, as it was 2 months ago, there is the perception that things are generally expensive. And when gas now drops below $4 a gallon, there's the perception that things are cheaper. We know things are cheaper because inflation has started to come down. But there's another issue with gas prices, which is so many of the things that we depend on, food, products of different kinds, so many different things, they come on trucks and are affected by gas prices as well. So this is an important indicator for that reason. And when we look at the Gas Buddy price charts, you will see that there was this peak at about $5.02 per gallon late in, early in June. And then it has been a continued and steady decline, now below $4 per gallon to what looks like, let me see officially what CNN says, $3.99 per gallon as of this morning, according to AAA. So let's now take a deeper look at some of these economic indicators. If you step back and you think about over the last 2 weeks, what have we seen? Well, we've seen the stock market increase nicely. We've seen a blockbuster jobs report where 250,000 jobs were expected in July, and we got over 500,000 jobs, more than doubling the expectation. Inflation is down. Gas prices are down. The Inflation Reduction Act has been signed. The Inflation Reduction Act has been approved by the Senate. And then tomorrow, presumably, will be approved by the House and very quickly signed by Joe Biden. The PACT Act has been signed. Wages are up. And then on the other hand, you have Donald Trump raided by the FBI with pictures of his toilet with documents in it circulating as he pled the fifth yesterday more than 400 times when deposed by the New York Attorney General. Things aren't looking very good for Trump world, and things are looking increasingly good for Joe Biden now. Is it good that gas prices are low? One of the things that we have to understand is that it's not necessarily good for the long term for gas to be so cheap in the United States. I've said before, gasoline prices in the United States are not accurate in the sense of representing the true cost of a gallon of gas, particularly including the environmental cost of a gallon of gas. When gas is more expensive,